It is 11:30. Let's hear now from Ken Follett. Ken Follett, best-selling author. You've probably got one of his books on your bookshelf. He's got involved with local artist Joe Rose. Joe appeared on this show several times as Joe Rose and as John Froggatt. He has split identities. Here as John Froggatt when he and his wife Helen talk about the work-life balance, and as Joe Rose when he comes to talk about his music. And he's recorded a single for Christmas, Blue Christmas, a charity single, Nade of Home Start with Ken Follett. And I asked Ken when I spoke to him how he got involved with the project.
Well, I'm a patron of Hertfordshire Home Start, and Joe and his wife Helen are also supporters of Home Start, and they had this idea of making a Christmas record to sell in aid of Home Start. And I guess they thought they would get more publicity if they got a celebrity involved. And since they couldn't find a celebrity, they asked me. because I play the bass guitar and sing a bit. Anyway, I said yes because, you know, it sounded like fun. And indeed, it was great fun. Joe is the singer, of course, and he's got a terrific voice, really nice voice. I was very happy to play a very simple Nashville style bass guitar part and sing a few oohs in the harmony, and we just had a lot of fun doing it.
So you play bass guitar? I didn't know that. This has been something that's been a passion of yours for a long time.
But long time. I like so many people, I started playing guitar when I was a teenager. And later on in life, started to get involved in bands, always amateur bands. I've never had any ambitions to be a professional musician. But at one point, I was in a band with my brother and my son, and we were all, you know, we would play lead guitar, rhythm guitar, bass guitar alternately. And then we all realized that I was the worst guitarist in the band, so I got to play bass.
is that what happens to the worst guitarist in the band? They're put on bass?
I'm afraid it might be quite a usual thing, yes.
And you're singing on this track as well. Are you a singer?
Little bit. Well, yes. I'm normally more of a sort of a growly blues singer. Woke up this morning, that kind of thing. And, of course, Blue Christmas is a ballad, an Elvis Presley ballad. But they did let me sing one line, and I did my best. And and you can also occasionally hear me in the background going, singing things like, ooh.
And as you say, this has come about because of your involvement with Home Start. Why are you involved with Home Start?
Well, it's a great charity. I was originally, many years ago, like 25 years ago, I was asked to be patron of Stevenage Home Start. And then five or six years ago, all the Hertfordshire local Home Start branches amalgamated into one, which enabled them to save a lot of admin costs. And they asked me to be patron of Home Start Hearts. And I support it because when I was a school governor, I realized that a lot of children arrived at the primary school with a great range of skills. Some children were articulate and able to hold a conversation with an adult. Others struggled to do that. And I realized that some children and young families need help right at the early stage of their lives. And I remember when I was a young parent, and there are a lot of challenges. And of course, you get a lot of help from your mum and dad. But in our society, there are many people who, you know, live a couple of hundred miles from their mum and dad, or they haven't got a mum and dad because they've died or something. And a lot of young people, particularly young mothers, are sometimes isolated. And they really need a friend. And this is the kind of person that Home Start helps. Often a family where a parent might be disabled, or the child might be born disabled. And life is enough of a struggle for young parents anyway, you know, even if everything's hunky-dory. And if you have disadvantages like that, it can be terribly difficult. So Homestart is a charity that really sort of touches my heart.
Great cause indeed. And very heartwarming, I suppose, for you to be involved with Joe's career as well, Joe Rose. His career seems to be going on the up and up. He's very talented.
He's got a fabulous voice. I really enjoy listening to him sing. And I was quite intimidated to be singing alongside him because, as I mentioned, my own voice is, you know, passable, but he has that sort of rich bass voice, kind of a Jim Reeves voice that really does well on these ballads.
And Christmas singles, are you a fan of them?
Well, I love the Slade one, which I was in a band that used to do that number once, actually. It's a terrific number. And I like the John Lennon, you know, War Is Over If You Want It. And then there are one or two that you, you think to yourself, not that again. Elvis said that this was his favourite Christmas song. And it's a really nice sort of country western ballad. I think it's just a great song. Good lyric, too, you know. When those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories come calling. That's a great line.
It's lovely. Are you planning on any more musical adventures?
Well, I'm in a band called Clog Iron, which plays a few times a year, usually at charity dinner dances, and I'm hoping that will continue. I really enjoy that, you know, getting up on stage and getting everybody onto the dance floor to dance. We play all kinds of rock. We play sort of rock music from every decade, and it's sort of anything so long as you can dance to it. So I'm hoping to continue that. I enjoy it enormously. It's so different from what I do all day, you know, because writing a novel is so cerebral. You're thinking about the plot all the time and people who's lying to whom and all of that. And when you pick up an instrument and play, there's sort of no time to think. You just, it's you know, I think there's a direct connection between the ears and the fingertips that doesn't really pass through the brain. So you just go with the flow. And it's such a different thing to do that I find it very relaxing.
Might have felt similar, though, did it, when you were in the studio putting something together layer by layer, piece by piece, like you do when you're putting a plot together?
Well, I suppose there is that, yes, there is that. But more really for the producer of the song than for the performers. But yes, there and I suppose saying to yourself constantly, is this good? Will they really love this, or will they go, yawn, yawn, this is something we've heard before?
And what will you be doing on Christmas Day?
Well, actually, quite often Barbara and I visit the family or have the family visit us, but occasionally we like to be just the two of us on Christmas Day, and that's what we're going to do this year. And we'll have a glass of wine with the turkey and then probably fall asleep over the king while we're listening to the Queen's speech.
It's perfect. Perfecto. Okay, let's hear that song then. This is Blue Christmas by Joe Rose and Friends.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of wine, but
about you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of wine, but I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
That's lovely, isn't it? That's Joe Rose and A Blue Christmas. And before that, Ken Follett, the author Ken Follett, talking about his involvement with that single and with Homestart, for whom the single is in aid of. All money raised from the single will go towards Homestart.